Sounded good. Jim McGorman, the acoustic guitar performance. There's No Over You. And again, if you go to your website, is that will direct us to this the new video that you
We just did a website update, and the video is the front and center there. And if you just, and also you could YouTube Jim McGorman, it's going to be the first one that comes up. So yeah, it's on there. So please go check it out. Leave comments.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get to another song. Just stick around here.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America supports XPN with its patient-empowered care model. CTCA in Philadelphia helps cancer patients and their families regain control of their lives and feel empowered. CTCA provides a treatment environment that supports more time and access to clinical team members so that patients are well-informed to make smart decisions about their personal cancer care. More information is available at cancercenter.com.
And at 88.5 XPN, I'm going to want to get to a track from Mark Broussard, because you've also worked with Mark.
Yeah, I played on Mark's first record. I think it was 04 or 05, maybe. And then we ended up becoming friends and writing some songs together, and I had some songs on his first Atlantic release.
He's great.
Oh.
And and such a nice guy.
What a talent.
Yeah.
A great guy, all heart.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his voice is it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And really one of the most naturally soulful singers I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I mean, ever.
I want to play Home before you leave, but also want to mention the fact that we briefly talked about the New Radicals. So you were in that band, performed in that band, and also you've worked with many other artists. I mean, who was it recently? Is it Kate Vogel that you have?
Touring-wise,
yeah.
It's been, Michelle Branch was
right.
Someone that I worked with early on, and we're still friends, and she's great. Ended up touring with Shakira for a while, and the Goo Goo Dolls, which one of my really great friends is in as well. Poison. So that was kind of an awesome experience, and I'm still really good friends with those guys. We actually played the Rock of Ages show. The movie came out, and their songs were featured in
right.
And they played the party across from Man's Chinese Theater in L.A., and they called me and asked me to come over and sing with them. So that was like a real treat. It's really fun. And Def Leppard played as well. So it was kind of exciting. I mean, growing up in the 80s when I did, those bands ruled, and I still love their music. So it was really fun to do that. And so it's been a blessing to kind of have a variety of acts that I've been able to work with.
I think the last time I talked with you, you were going to set up the studio. So is this where your passion is now going back into the studio with artists and working with them?
Yeah, you know, I never really thought that I moved to LA to be a rock star when I was, you know, young and handsome.
Yeah. You're still handsome?
And, you know, I never really intended to kind of work with all of these other artists, but it's been really challenging and fun. And now that I've kind of toured for a number of years, to see younger artists making some noise and to be able to kind of help them and support them and work with them and write songs and arrangements and produce. It's really something I enjoy a lot. I get a lot of gratification out of it. I've always loved the songwriting process and the studio process. So, but the best part is the mix kind of everything.
Yeah.
So I love doing it all, really.
So how did you first get, you know, that call saying, hey, Jim, you want to play guitar, you know, work with us? I mean, what was that first?
The very first one is actually due to, in part to local. I went to a high school with a guy named Jamie Feldman, and he saw me play. He was out in L.A., went to USC, and saw me playing a show just for myself. And we kind of lost touch, and then he came to the show. And he was ended up working for a management company. And they were looking for a band for one of their artists, and he kind of got me the audition. So, and that was, you know, it was a kid, you know, from around here,
yeah.
Which was pretty awesome. So, and he's still doing A&R and stuff in L.A., so.
So then those connections just, I mean, so we're talking to people in Philly, should they just, how do they get started? I mean, you it was really, you know, it's really tough, you know, to be
getting
that first opportunity. You
it's
know?
Hard. And I think nowadays it's a little bit different there, you know, the climate for finding people to play in bands, especially in the 90s, was pretty happening out in LA. not to discourage anyone, it's just it's become a little bit different and a little less about the actual playing, and there's so many politics in it, and a lot of music now is being created on a computer, which is less and less about the actual art of playing an instrument and really knowing your craft. So it's harder because I see younger people that want to do, you know, what I've been doing, but they maybe didn't put the time in early on as much. Not to say it can't be done. Of course it can be done. It's just a little bit more difficult to kind of break into that. But really just networking. I mean, getting out there, playing shows, playing everywhere you can, playing with other musicians. I mean, that's another thing I think with the digital age. Everyone's on a device and everyone's so solitary. You know, everyone's in their room by themselves. You need to go play with a band. You need to play with other musicians and feel time. And, you know, your rhythm might be good by yourself, but when you play with a drummer, it's a totally different thing. So, and then other musicians, of course, and, you know, working with singers and, you know, not being the loudest guy in the room because it's all about you when you're by yourself. So it's all about really working with other people and collaborating. And that's one of the things with Purple Tongue that I wanted to do. And I really enjoy the collaborative process and getting other people's ideas flowing. And, you know, because, you know, I think some of my favorite music in the world is based on these kinds of collaborations. I mean, when you think of Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois, each one of those guys is perfectly capable of producing a U2 record on their own, but they chose to work together, and what they came up with is amazing. So
there's some advice from a guy who knows, Jim McGorman, my guest today on The Light Lunch. I really appreciate you coming in. I'm glad we could finally connect. Again, you can go to his website. I want to wrap up with the song from Mark Broussard. But first, I thought, since you're here and you were part of New Radicals, it's one of these songs that we still play and still get really positive response to it. So I thought maybe the edited,
sure, I can play
version?
A little bit. Sure,
okay.
Why not? Yeah, I love the song still, and it's something that everybody still loves the song.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a great song. I think actually lyrically, it's relevant completely to what's happening today. So, give a little something.
Okay.
All right.